It's Tuesday. It's 6 o'clock. And it's time for Bug House Square. It's Radio Valencia. You've done everything so well. So well. Welcome.
Have you seen that vigilante man?
Hey!
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
Hey, this week on Bug House Square, what do we got? You know what? This is the 100th show here at Radio Valencia for me. 100. Huh. It seems like it was yesterday. 100th show. So, Sean, you got... Wow, God, you must have just... You got a cake and what? What's going on? No, there's no cake. Not even really a theme other than just pick stuff that I wanted to hear. We'll talk about it, all right? So, we'll just talk about it.
Stormy.
Oh, I may have a visitor, too. We'll see. I'm not going to tip my hand just yet.
In some good warm place. Man, come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man. And he said, unite all you working men. Killed him in the river. Some strange man was that, a vigilante man. Does a vigilante man? Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. They herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
We might just turn you on. must be true. And your life is like a big open book. There before your eyes go on, take a look. And you must last till the end. Learn to love this life. Just there to clear the air till the clock comes down the stairs. Blue summer dawn. The earth reborn. People have it bad, yes, it's true. But they wouldn't if they did not know you. And you must last till the end. Learn to love this life. Just there to clear the air till the clock comes down the stairs.
You only want money for the trams. Your tram will take you across the river, through the park, up the hill, past the arbors, over the hill, to the American Cemetery.
That's the average white band. Yeah. Not bad. That concluded the that kind of instrumental run there. You know, I'm thinking I'm not just throwing this together. I'm so psyched. I got a good friend and a contributor live in the studio. Hold on, I bought like pumpkin seeds, man. I don't like eating these things. Excuse me. So I got my friend Tico here. We're gonna get him set up with a microphone. Not now, not just yet, but he's here, and I'm very excited, and we'll talk about that. Let me talk about, it's like one of those, whatever those things are. Yeah, that was good. That was squirt. Let's talk about the records first, because I forget often. We had Dr. Dre in there from the 2001. I got this great, it's like a double record. And I believe it's all instrumentals. Dr. Dre, man, just crushing it. Micro Disney. He can't go anywhere. If you want to hear some Micro Disney, this is, I don't know where you would go. Micro Disney. This is one of the things about that could be cool in the segment we do here, what's cool about records. And what's cool, but maybe not, is that I've had this record for probably 30 years. And I got it because I went and visited a friend, and he said, "Yeah, you got to get into Micro Disney." And I'm like, okay, and I got it, and I think I listened to one song, and I'm just like, I put it to the side. So this is an album I've had for 30 years, and I have not listened to its entirety. And in fact, the song that I played, that I can't remember which cut it was, Are You Happy Maybe, was the first time I heard it. So yeah, gosh, Sean, you're just out there, man. Just taking chances. Lou Reed from the Rock and Roll Animal. We did White Light, White Heat. And we had Funkadelic in there with They Were Standing on the Verge of Getting It On. I guess that wasn't, well, those were long songs, but yeah, this is Radio Valencia. We're near the corner of 22nd and Mission, in the beautiful Mission, where it's always flat and sometimes sunny. It's beautiful. It's apocalyptically beautiful around here. It's just, it shouldn't be like this. But, you know, it's like the, it's just like, yeah, happy, dumb people just, yeah, smiling like this is cool. The end of the world is coming. Yeah, Radio Valencia, we're not just a radio station. The doors are open. We have a bench you can sit on, some various stools. Yeah, it is a couch. It's not a bench. It's got padding on it. But and then we've got open slots. If you want to do your own thing, you can go to the radiovalencia.fm and look over that stuff, and then they'll guide you. They'll guide you with icons and things. And there's also one for donating money, because we're broke. We're always looking for money. I'm going to play a few songs, and then we're coming back with Tico, because I want to talk to him. He's been a contributor. I think you are like proto. So let's do this. Oh, this is a good one.
Crowds of thinking bar, crawl up the side of the silver car. Crowds of thinking bar, crawl up the side of the silver car. cigar. How does a bacon bug crawl up the side of the cigar? Seem to hold the top of the ball. Next to that seems to drip with blood and with a ceiling. I smell the dance, I smell. I'm a DC's all. I smell the engine oil and the bubbles, yeah. I'm not the ventilator. I'm the Himalayas. I stretch out on the top. The man with machine guns are all around me. I smoke to the small Kellogg and watch a racketeer. Mama just looked at me, if I was crazy.
better find something to do with my time. The fact is,
coming back. That was
what the hell was that again?
Robert Palmer, Sneaking Sally Through the Alley. I love that song. I saw them like when that not too much after that, and that was a good band. They were greasy for British band. So we got Tico is here. He goes by the your art name is Forced Medication. So Tico, as you guys know, regular listeners, that I do a segment. It's called Rise from the Basement because it's in a lie in the basement. We're miles apart. No surprise, going to rise from the basement. And what that is, it's home record us, any style, any genre. It just has to be recorded where you sleep, basically. So I don't know how, it's got to be 13, 14 years maybe. I don't know if you got
2010, I think. 2010, you posted a thing on Craigslist.
Yes, I still do. It's probably the same fucking one.
And I was in junior college in San Diego, and I just started like playing guitar for like a year or so.
Uh-huh.
And I saw it. I was like, oh, I'll just make a song on the old MacBook and he'll play it maybe, and then you've been playing those songs.
It was, and now to think like back that it was just like a year into it, and I was like, you know, I heard the song, and I'm trying to think of the name. It was something. Pills make me go crazy.
Something like, yeah, pills, yeah, make things go crazy.
Yeah, pills make things. And I'm like, God dang! All right, what is this? And then, so I get these songs, and they're. I mean, they're not like the commercial potential is very limited on these, but yeah. They got like there's something that I like about them. And then I remember there was one, and it had this kind of haunting, like kind of baritone guitar, reverb thing. And I was talking to you, and I'm like, man, I love that like guitar solo. And you're like, yeah, that was just like some patch on the keyboard. And then you told me like. That you don't even have a mic. You didn't even have a microphone.
Oh yeah, I sang into the little hole next to the camera.
Man, but it was like you would never think that by listening to these songs. They were fully realized works. You know.
Yeah. Thank you.
And you're still doing it. Look at yourself now. And what do you do? So where are you?
So now I moved to Daly City from Southern California. So I'm back.
How do you like Daly City, man?
Oh, cold and cloudy.
Oh, so you live in one? All right. So those of you who live in other parts of the world, Daly City, you could be. And I'd like to see the stats on this of people who are like lifers there, but you can have a situation where you're basically always in the fog. When the fog happens, and it happens probably 7-8 months out of the year, when it's happening. It goes this one. It's got a route that it goes, and it sticks to that route. And if your house happens to be on this like tunnel of of fog, like rolling through at like 30 miles an hour, just thick, like you stick your hand out and it's wet, kind of fog.
Well, I gave it a name. It's Carl.
Carl?
Yeah.
Nice. Oh, man. But then you can go like a block away and they are not in it, and it's like it can be sunny, you know?
Yeah, the 10-20 degree difference yeah. from...
Do you live in one of those fog tunnels?
Yeah, I'm in the fog tunnel there, for sure.
Shit.
You sleep great, though.
Oh, man.
You sleep great.
Right? Like, you got a blanket, like 365 days, man.
Yeah.
Nights. Yeah, right on. So how's...
I do clinical research now.
Ooh.
But I plan to retire in a year and just focus on arts and crafts.
Man, good. So yeah. So the... Damn. I didn't even know you had a job. So... I thought you were in like Walgreens or something, like dispensing.
I was in MAPS. I was working on psychedelics.
Okay, yeah. That was
MDMA for PTSD.
Uh-huh.
And then.
And got anything you can glean in that? And like, that's right, we talked about this. Like,
they did a couple of trials. They submitted it for approval, but it didn't get approved because they wanted more data.
Uh huh.
And then because it was a non-profit and they didn't really have money, it kind of collapsed.
Yeah.
For a clinical trial, you need like hundreds of millions of dollars, and this organization was working on like 20.
We've got bombs to build, man. We can't be wasting our money on that stuff.
I know. Yeah, you know, it's stupid.
We got to prioritize our hard-earned tax money. God, that's just anyway. You know, Tico, we could go down a fucking monster hole if we start talking about geopolitics. So let's get into it. I'm glad. So retirement, man, that's awesome. And you got I wanted to talk about this because I had a dog.
Oh yeah, we can talk about my tragedy.
Yeah, and I had. I've had a few dogs. You know, I'm an older person, and if you're a dog person, you know, there's certain. Parts of your life that you can associate with a dog, you know, that's the thing, if you've had dogs.
Oh.
And my last dog, Indiana, lived to be 12, which is pretty, she wasn't torn from us, but it was like, you know, I was like, I would have dug a few more years, but she got the cancer, but me and that dog were so close, and she was so, like, excuse me. She was just so in tune to me. Like, I would be driving, and if someone did something, and I wouldn't say anything. I just, like, would just flex my mind, and she'd be just like, what? What was wrong?
Yeah.
You know?
They sense everything you do. They know you better than, like, you know yourself.
Yeah, I think so. Well, I don't know.
They read. The same was with me. Like, any day I'm upset, she was not friendly at all. She didn't like pets.
Uh-huh.
Like, on days that I didn't feel good, like, rarely, you know, uh-huh. Like, she'll come to me. Like, she knows those days.
And this is fresh for you, right? Your dog, she just recently passed?
Oh, a week ago.
Oh, man. So, yeah. I mean, it's, and how long did you have her?
So I had her for 12 years.
Oh, man.
I had her. She was one of our friend's mom's dogs. So she was the mom rescued her from her neighbor who just had her tied
to a tree.
In Ramona to a tree.
Uh-huh.
And the mom got sick, and we had to take care of the dog temporarily.
Right.
And in 2 days, she kind of turned into my dog.
Yeah, they're like that.
They're like, okay, you're my dad now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's cool. That's a... Oh, man. Strolling Mariachi. Yay! That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love San Francisco. Hey, man. Pretty good. You're on the radio. Hey, can you play one for like 30 seconds? Come on.
All right.
Please, I know you charge like $20 a song, but this is like, this is going all around the world.
Jeez.
Quick one, man. Please. What's your name? And give you a little plug there.
So, the name of the mariachi?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are SoCali.
SoCali?
Yeah.
SoCali.
From San Francisco.
Okay. And how do I can look that up and get your contact information then? If I want to book you for a party?
Already?
No, in the future.
Yeah, in the future, yeah. But yeah. Already we are playing the streets.
Okay.
The different restaurants, so some people, they contract us for an hour, 2 hours, so we play normally.
All right, let's hear it, man.
All right. So we will sing the song El Rey.
Awesome. One more time on the name.
The mariachi is Mariachi Socali.
Socali. So if you need Mariachi Socali, look it up. I'm sure it'll be easy to find your information.
Yeah,
Dulles,
yeah.
Thank you.
She says the comfort coming in from above. We don't need that I care. Last car to pass, here I go. And the line of cars drove down real slow. And the radio played that forgotten song. Apparently it's coming on strong. And the newsman sang his same song. Red I love.
Persona conectada y si de mí pa' que tú estés así conmigo. ¿Cómo fue que terminamos siendo enemigos? Baby, si asume, yo estaba dándote castigo. Siempre sigo fuego contigo. Tú no eras así. Cuando yo te conocí, siento que yo te cambié.
All right, we're cutting in here. We've got we got this cat that's. I see him. He drags his ass in the next door, the makeout room, like once a month. But he's got this thing. It's what's it called? The Sad Bastards Club?
Or? Sad Bastard Club. Yeah, because there's nothing sadder than a dude with an acoustic guitar.
Oh man, God. Yeah, that's pretty damn sad.
A fool on a stool, as they say.
All right, man. So you run this thing, and I jest, but you run a tight ship. I've been there a few times.
I try. You know, I've been doing it for a long time, and I try. Try and keep the entertainment moving right along.
Yeah, that's good. And that's every what third?
It's the fourth Tuesday of every month. It used to be the third Monday, but then after COVID, the makeout room was closed on Mondays.
Okay,
so we moved it to the fourth Tuesday, which I think, in all honesty, is actually the saddest night of the week. Tuesday is the saddest night of the week, and the last Tuesday of the month is definitely that is when people decide that they finally want to turn over a new leaf and are never going to drink again. So it makes the night a hard sell.
All right, I'll give you that. I'm fine with the Tuesday, but maybe for that very reason.
Yeah. So I'll go ahead and I'll play a song. We're at the scene of the crime. I wrote this song about the massive Mission Mercado fire in 2015, right across the street.
And let's just say, your name one more time.
It's Tom Heyman.
And I looked up, you've got like 12 records or something.
Oh, no, I've got like six official solo releases, and then I'm on a whole bunch of other people's records as a...
You're prolific.
As a side man,
would you say?
I'd say I'm not prolific, actually.
What's the last song you've written? How long ago?
Probably a month ago.
All right. Carry on.
Okay, well, this song is called The Mission is on Fire. Well, down on 22nd Street, deep hole in the ground. It won't be there much longer now. Man, just take a look around. 'Cause right next door, the gleaming tower stands so clear and stark. And 60 people lost their homes and barely left a mark. You try and square the circle, but the pieces just don't fit. And the mission is on fire. Some people getting rich. And downtown in some paneled room, they're looking at the plans. They're working on the optics now, pouring drinks and shaking hands. You could say, but for the grace of God, calculate.